You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We now have Lucy Z and Maha El-Badrawi in the studio with us. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Jogai.
So they are the creators of TVNZ's original three-part animated miniseries So This Happened, which was released last week. So each episode sort of outlines an individual experience, and they all kind of have a comedic element throughout them as well. But for the most part, the series deals with quite poignant issues. So for those who don't know, can you guys explain a little bit what it's about?
Sure. So it's short animated videos, and it's women telling stories of times that they experience harassment, whether it's sexual harassment or racism, in their own words and set to animation. And it's the kind of stories that you just hear all the time, and every woman I know has at least 10 of them, so we thought we'd just put it out there.
Lucy?
Yeah, the same.
Ditto. Sums it up, isn't
Ditto.
It?
Ditto. But yeah, I think because everyone has a story. At least one story, and you tell your friends, like you'd mostly tell your guy friends, and they don't believe you because they're insane, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure you have
a
story.
Right on. Yeah,
I'm sure every woman in this room
has
a story, and you could repeat them to like your parents, your dad, your brother, your guy friends, and most of them don't believe us. But why would I make this shit up?
And like you said, it kind of does shed light on these experiences of women regarding like very casual sexual harassment and racism. And it's really cool that you've explored those nuances that very much form the fabric of our everyday lives. The second episode is your story, Maha.
Yes.
And it details the reality of your experience as a young Iraqi woman living in a post 9/11 world. So can you talk about that a bit?
Yep. So it happens. This kind of thing happens fairly frequently. But so basically, I was at a bar with my workmates, and there was this guy, and he asked me where I was from, which is a question that I get asked almost daily. And I said I'm from Iraq, and then he says, "Oh, are you a terrorist?" And I'm sure that this guy thought he was being hilarious and original, but and I just, you know, sometimes I just don't feel like dealing with these sorts of things, so I just turned away and I said no. And my workmates kind of, they were like, why didn't you just let that pass? Like, why didn't you call him up on his bullshit? And I just explained to them that. I just wanted to explain to them the thought process behind how you deal with these types of microaggressions, because it's not just the moment, it's the history behind this moment that kind of informs how you react. And I wasn't really sure how to explain to them that when you're faced with this kind of accusation, you tend to go into this mode where you're just like, I don't want to look like I'm crazy because this guy already thinks I'm crazy because of all the representation of, you know, Middle Eastern people in the media. And if I come off as aggressive, it's just going to kind of be two wrongs.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. Lucy, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, it's like when people say, like, oh, where are you from? Everyone, like, who are people of color?
Have I feel that so hard.
Yeah, yeah, like, where are you really from?
Where are you from? And, like, you just you answer it, and, like, with all the experiences of times that someone has asked you, you have your version of an answer. So you just go, oh, I'm from New Zealand. My parents are from China. I'm from New Zealand. And they go, oh, okay. Or, you know, like,
they demand this entire speech about your ancestry.
You
but then also, you kind of have to remember, well, a lot of these people are curious and they do want to know, and I'm not ashamed of my ethnicity, so I have been trying to be more patient and say to people, explain to them, and then bore them to death, and then the whole conversation will end.
And sometimes also you just don't feel like telling your whole life story to a stranger.
No,
but
you just did now.
Yeah, I know. To a lot of strangers.
Yeah, right on. And I particularly like the progression of Katerina's story, which I think is the third episode, and what she goes through. It's quite a traumatic ordeal on public transport, and she shows, I think, the most active action against it by the end. Justice is kind of served. But there is a moment in between, though, where she asks the driver to do something about the situation, and he doesn't really make much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Does this dismissive attitude towards casual harassment play a large part in women's reluctance to speak about these things?
Oh, absolutely. Like, the whole reason why I wanted to do this was because I think the sooner we talk about this shit happening, the sooner that, like, guys around us can recognize that, yeah, you kind of do need to help, and you kind of do and should say something. And the more we talk about it, maybe the sooner you know, the stuff will end. Like, you should be calling out your friends. Like, if you're a dude and you have another dude friend who's gross and creepy, call him out. What's the worst that can happen? He'll stop being your friend, and yay, you don't have a creepy friend anymore. Like, oh no, like, I don't know.
A lot of this behavior is just excused as, you know, boys being boys, and it's just tolerated. And that's a big part of the problem, is because it's just something that you're expected to deal with as a woman. And it's not okay. It's just not okay. And that's what we're trying to say.
And isn't it crazy that a lot of people just won't take your lived experience as, like, enough, and they have to see it on television or in pop culture in order to believe it as a legitimate thing.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a woman behaved this way towards men? Like, they'd be called crazy.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, I was going to ask more about how the project sort of came about. Where'd you get the idea?
Oh, yeah, so because I know people are super... We both work at TVNZ.
Shout out.
But we've worked there for like 3 years now, and we see the stuff that comes through and what is put on TV, and we get it. Like, late 20s, and so we totally get, like, we do Netflix and all that stuff. We're not like, just because I work somewhere doesn't mean I, like, you don't listen to BFM 24/7. You have to go to sleep, right?
Her boss is
during when you sleep and everything. So
I'm trying to keep my gigs.
So. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So like, we totally see the stuff that comes through, and I think we got given an opportunity where we could do something, and I was like, we were thinking, do something that will mean something that we're actually going to be proud of.
Yeah.
Because, like, you make stuff most of your life, and you're like, oh, whatever, I just need the paycheck to end. But this is one of those projects where we're genuinely so proud of us, like,
it's really invested in it, and it's something that I'll definitely remember.
So,
we work on so many things that we just never even see.
So, yeah, TVNZ kind of gave a bunch of people an opportunity to create content. And Maha had this idea to do it, and she brought me on board to help with
it. And it all started when we were just standing in the kitchen. It was a Friday afternoon, and we were having some work drinks, and we somehow, it was a group of young women, all about our age, same age as us, and we somehow got onto the topic of times when we experience sexual harassment, but it was just sort of not dealt with. And Minnie, who is a publicist at TVNZ, she shared her story, which is the one that you see in the first episode, and then another woman shared her story, and then I shared my story, and then it just went around and around in a circle, and all of a sudden I had this moment where I was just like, everyone I know has 10 of these stories. What if we were to tell them and share them in a way, in that same way where you're just sort of with your friends and you share it like when you're comfortable, and there's this sort of element of humor to it. It makes it more palatable. I ran to Amy Mills, our creative director, and I pitched it to her, and she's like, great. And then she shared her story with me, and I was like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Everyone's got these.
And it was really important for me to, like, to get these women to tell their stories, but in the most comfortable environment as possible. So it was literally a group of girls. We kicked this dude out for, like, you can't be here.
For, like, you can't be
here. In a locked little room, and sat around on a couch and just mic'd them up and just let them say what they wanted, and we edited it down obviously for time because we wanted it to be quite short, because I feel like anything longer than 2.5 minutes is too long. Anything.
Movies, absolutely.
Videos, sex, everything. So 2.5 minutes is ideal. And so also I was adamant that I wanted to foster like new talent, so the people who animated aren't from TVNZ. They're young students and graduated students who animate.
Oh, cool.
And they're not dudes. They're not boys.
And we just gave them a brief, which is basically 2D animation. We need this much for the intro, this much for the outro, and then for the rest of it, they just were given freedom to express the story, like represent the story however they saw fit. And that's why you got these three very distinct styles, which I love. Loved.
Were you also working on the animation, Lucy? I feel like I saw fragments of it on social media, like just following you on Instagram.
So I was sharing it because every time I got something new and I would take a photo. But one of the animators is my little sister. One of the stories is my best friend, and it's animated by my little sister. So for me, like, I that's my favorite because I'm quite connected to it. But we're wanting to get stories from people all over the country, people we don't know, And yeah.
And we want to get different perspectives, both from the stories and from the animators themselves. We want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So leading off that, what is kind of next for you guys? Do you have any other creative projects on store, or are you just looking to expand this one?
We're going to expand this. We've got a few more episodes to do. Mm-hmm. We're in the process. So, like, yeah. If anyone's listening and they are animators, hit us up.
Yeah.
Lucille.ze@tvnz.co.nz or just tweet me, whatever. But we need more animators, and it's really hard to find animators in this country.
Tweet Lucy. I'm a lot harder to find. She's better at this than I am. I also want to give a... Can I do an actual shout-out?
Go for it.
A shout-out to Randa, who provided us with our in-and-out music for the series, who is amazing. One of my favorite musicians, and I've worked with him a lot. And I produced Friday Night Bites, and we use his music quite a lot on Friday Night Bites, and he's just the best. You should listen to his music.
Randa is the best. What's Randa's Bandcamp or Spotify? Or
it's
Lars Randa.
Just give
Lars
Randa
shout-outs to my mom.
My husband.
Okay, well, it's really cool that you've extracted these experiences and turned them into something so creative and productive, and animation and storytelling. It's fantastic. It's engaging.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lucy and Maha, for coming in again. You can catch So This Happened on TVNZ On Demand or on their YouTube channel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.